Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Wow. Amazing, amazing. You know, I had to start the show off with giving some tribute and some honor to Prince because I don't know. Yeah, I'm going right into it. I usually don't, but I just want to get this out the way quickly. So I don't know who, if anybody watched the Billboard Awards. Personally, I don't really watch too much the award shows, but they said that Madonna was going to do a special tribute to my purple stud. Everybody that knows me knows how I feel about Prince. I'm a diehard fan. And so I tuned in. And I actually recorded and everything to check it out. And boy, was I disappointed. I was very, very disappointed. I don't know what made Billboard pick out of the list of people that they could have selected that would have rocked the house, that would have really paid homage and did a great tribute to Prince. Why did they pick Madonna? I have nothing personal against Madonna. I have posted some things up on my Facebook and people were trying to hit me back and trying to, you know, make me see different, like, oh, but Madonna's an icon and she's the one of the last princesses from the 80s and she used to date him and whatever, whatever. What does that got to do with the horrible tribute that she did? Vocals was horrible. She looked horrible. You know, she had to help herself with a cane to get down the steps. Like, for Prince, no, it had to be a live show. Somebody's going to throw themselves on the floor like Sheila E. that would have rocked the instruments because he was a musician. He stressed that very much. Like, he's a musician. He defended musicians' rights. You know, he was about the music. That's why he didn't do that many interviews. That's why he didn't talk that much, because he wanted you to know him or get to know him through his music. So that being said, why would you put someone that's going to do horrible vocals, horrible music? I'm sorry, I just, no. Again, salute to Madonna. Yes, she's an icon. She's all that. I ain't taking nothing away from her. As far as, you know, all her tributes and all the stuff that she's accomplished, great. My thing is with Billboard, how can you co-sign to have Madonna? And then you throw Stevie Wonder at the end, like that's supposed to be some type of consolation or bonus. Again, no disrespect to these icons, but this tribute for Prince from Billboard was horrible. I'm going to my phone lines. Good morning, 646. 633. Good morning, y'all.
You already know who it is, baby girl. It's Ed, mommy. What's up, baby?
What's going on? Did you see the award?
Yes, I did. And yes, I was very upset. I almost broke my TV. I said, really, Madonna? I said, really? Really, huh? The one that 2 hours late to her shows? You're going to use Madonna out of all people?
And you know what? And my thing is not even with Madonna personally. It's just with Billboard. Like, how did you think that was fitting? Like, where did Madonna come in to be doing tribute to Prince? I just think that was way out of the league for her.
I think it's like you said earlier, Mama. You said it's the 80s. That's probably why they used her, because she was from the 80s. I mean, really, they had better singers. They could have done somebody else, better artist. But, you know, it's like you said, she comes from the 80s, and that's why they probably used her, the Billboard. They think, you know, backwards. They don't look at you, hey, that was an icon. You got to come all out.
Right.
In the beginning, in the middle, in the end.
Right, and you know what? And even if they wanted to include her because she's from the 80s and whatever have you, and show that, cool, then let her do, like, a couple of seconds. She could have, you know, got up the chair and said, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. and then bring other artists in to continue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a whole rendition of the artists that he put out, the songs that he wrote, like Sheila E., like even Miguel, like Bruno Mars. There's a list of people that
you right now you gave me goosebumps. Bruno Mars, he would have came out, forget about it. He would have slammed it.
That would have been amazing. Like, all
yes, it was.
You bring all these artists, young and old, like just a mixture, because he was everything. He was young, he was old. You know, he catered to all facets and walk of life. So why not represent that in the tribute? You let Madonna do that whole entire song. She choked. She was already choking before the first minute.
She choked. I tell you, I almost broke my 55-inch TV.
Her vocals was crazy. What was wrong with her lashes? Were they too long, or was she? What was wrong with
the? She was screaming to me. To me, she was screaming. She didn't know what she was doing there.
And I'm not one to criticize, but Lord knows, and everybody that knows me knows that I always look at the good of things. I can't see good in this. I'm sorry. I can't. You disrespect my purple song. That's how I take. I take this very personal. And all those that are Prince fans, we take it very personal when you don't come right with his tributes. Like, he was a perfectionist when it came to performance. So how can you not tribute a perfect performance for him? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting it. Sorry.
But Emma, I would like to say something on my behalf. Well, you know that I posted a picture on my Facebook that I'm feeding the homeless. That's God calling me, man. And I got a lot of blessing, a lot of likes, and I appreciate all that. And this Friday, I'm going to St. Petersburg to go feed the inmates. I'm going to feed inmates. And so, you know, God is opening up the doors for me and telling me, hey, here, grab my hand, and now I'm going to grab your hand, and we're going to walk together. So I'm glad I did that Saturday. And not only that, mommy, there was a girl that was acting violent where we were feeding people. She had a knife, and I took it away from her.
Wow.
The knife was at least 8 inches to 9 inches long, and I took it away from her. So look, God doesn't need you with this. And I just took it away from her. I told her, God told me to come back to take this knife away from you. And also, I'm starting working out again, getting my body back. So you already know I'm going positive way, mommy.
Let me tell you something about that intervention that you had with that young lady. You know, the devil is a liar. So you're doing great things. You're feeding the homeless and all this other stuff. So there's always going to be things that the devil is going to put in front of you, a lot of obstacles. So just know how to over it and keep going. You know, that's an excellent thing.
Absolutely.
You know, I support everyone that gives back and does things for the community. Like, you know, I'm on deck when it comes to that. So anything that's got going, definitely, you know, you come into the show, let us know. You're going to be in St. Petersburg when?
This Friday at 3:30, I'm leaving. You already know we'll be arriving about 4 o'clock.
Okay. So anybody that's in St. Petersburg, Florida, this is in St. Petersburg, Florida, and you're out there and you want to know exactly where they're going to be at, make sure you hit me up on the inbox, or I will be posting that information more later on, or just try to contact me, you know, through all the social medias, and we'll get you that information. So I appreciate you, Ed. Thank you. Thanks for calling. I got to take
this
other call.
Thank you, baby. All right, go ahead.
Stay listening to the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, I got to open up my lines for my sis, my co-host today, Lush. Yo.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'? In my Carly B voice, what's poppin'?
Yo, good morning. You just missed me going in, but since you're here, I'm going to do it again. Listen, did you see the video that I sent you?
I saw the video you sent me. You know, I had a lot of crazy stuff going on this week, so I didn't catch the Billboard Awards, but I did see the information about the Bad Boy reunion, but I saw the video. So my critique and review on the video is the fact that, I mean, Madonna, I mean, she's a legend in her own right, but she was not the right person to pay tribute to the great King Prince. You understand what I'm saying? And on top of that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if she was on drugs or what the situation was, but she looks kind of high. I thought she was going to fall down the steps for a moment. I was scared for her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she looked cute.
That was,
you know what I'm saying?
That
you
was
know?
Princess Spirit trying to shove her, like, yo. What is going on?
Yeah. Yo, she looked cute, though. They could have had Miguel. They could have had The Weeknd. They could have had Maxwell. They could have had anybody that had at least close to Prince's voice pitch tone that could have had performed one of his songs and even got Sheila E. on the drums and made it, you know, a real tribute. I mean, I know Prince is rolling his eyes in his grave right now. Yes. Like, they tried me.
Oh.
They tried me right now. Because they know if he was alive, he wouldn't even allow that to happen.
They wouldn't have dared. They wouldn't have dared do anything, like, remotely that way. Like, it just wouldn't happen. Like, yes, she looked great. And I love the chair, by the way. I want that chair in my house. She looked great. But it's just like, okay, you wanted to represent the 80s and the icon from that time frame. Okay, cool. Have her do like a couple of seconds or even 1 minute and then give the rest of the time to other artists that would have came in and paid homage. Like, there was a whole list of artists they could have used. Why let her rock out? And then you give the last freaking 30 seconds to Stevie Wonder. You just throw him in as a bonus. What was that about? He even didn't belong there. Like, why you threw Stevie Wonder up in there to ruin the Purple Rain song?
It seemed off, and it kind of seemed awkward. I mean, they could have even used Chris Brown. Like, I mean, they could have used anybody. You know what I'm saying?
To pull it off. There was a whole list. There was Usher. I mean, there was a whole list of people. Really, Madonna, like. They should have me. They should have me. I would have done a better job. I had that suit. I would have sat on that chair. I would have rocked it. I'm telling you. At least my eyes would have been straight and open. And I would have been smart enough to say, you know, put on, you know, let me ad lib. You know what I'm saying? Put the song on. I'm not going to ruin it. I'm just going to lip sing over here and pay the tribute to my baby. Listen, I'm just taking this very personal. I understand. People, please bear with me.
I mean, a lot of people that love Prince were very horrified. And you know, in a state of rage because, I mean, he deserved a little bit better than that. I can't take it away. I know he wasn't a Michael Jackson, but give him the same respect. Y'all go all out for Michael. And y'all kind of, like, played Prince on that joint. Like, y'all played him for real.
Would they would have ever put Madonna to tribute Michael Jackson? I just want to know that.
No. They would like, go crazy.
Why?
Like, that was crazy.
Why not? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know. No.
I don't know.
But that was terrible. That's all I can say. The Billboard Awards, you know. And that's the reason why I ain't watch it, because sometimes the Billboard Awards be full of crap, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes they be on some other stuff.
But on a positive note, Pink's performance, she did her thing. Pink rocked it. Yeah, she came out, she rocked it. I got that video, too. I'll send it to you. Pink rocked it. I can say Pink. Everybody else was kind of mediocre. No, nothing really, like, really impressed me too much. They did Adele's video because Adele wasn't even there. Not too much really impressed me. I mean, we watch it, of course, because we're media outlets and we need to watch it. And people expect us to make certain comments. Billboard, I definitely only watched because due to the tribute to Prince. And I wish I wouldn't have watched it. Like, my eyes, I can't even think about it. And take it back. I'm going to
Are your eyes hurting?
My ears are bleeding. They're bleeding.
The vocals were totally off. And The vocals were totally off, and it's like I can't be phony.
I can't be phony. God knows my heart. God knows me, and He loves me this way. And you know, He's working with me. But I just one thing I cannot do is that's why my mother says if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. But I couldn't stay quiet. Not about Prince. Y'all know me too well. I was not gonna stay quiet when they're disrespecting my baby. All right, I'm done. Okay, that's it. It's enough.
Oh, my God. Nothing compares to you. I don't even understand that, why they picked that.
I couldn't even sleep. I went to bed at 3 in the morning because I had to pray on it. I prayed. I'm still praying. I'm going to continue to pray because, oof, Lord have mercy.
We need a lot of prayer for that thing.
Let's talk about some more positive. So, sis, how have you been and everything is going on with you and how are you?
Everything is great. You know, I'm still, you know, working on some other businesses that I'm trying to do. Also, you know, my daughter turned 13. You know, she's becoming a teenager. We did laser tag and all that. Shout out to all the Tauruses and Gemini, and also my brother was on the same week. He's born on the same day as Christopher Wallace, aka Biggie, and also Max B, the Wavy King. All of them are on the 21st of May. So salute to all of them. Happy belated birthday. He celebrated his birthday. And speaking of that, it was good that they was doing a Bad Boy, reunion because it was on the same day of Biggie's birthday. And the Barclay was bananas. Everybody in New York came out. Everybody came out and rep for Biggie. I mean, people that we ain't seen from Bad Boy in years, that we ain't even know if they were still alive, came out.
I was shocked. I was like, oh.
Yo, Sean Kane was performing from Belize on the video. You know what I mean? That was crazy. They had Sean. We ain't heard from him in a minute. Carl Thomas came out the woodwork. People was dusting off their cobwebs to come out to the Bad Boy reunion, man. It was crazy. I was like, wow. You know what I mean? And Little Kim slayed, man. Little Kim, that's the best I've seen her in years. Like, she looked good. You know what I mean? And they did it up. Faith Evans was out there. Like, she slayed. I don't know what Puffy was doing with them shorts, him and Mace and all that. You know, it's like they was going back to the shiny suit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Situation. I don't know what that was. And the Everlord hat. Usher came out. Everybody came out. Fresh Montana. They had old boy that do the song Panda. It was turnt. Like
even Jay-Z.
I mean, they thought. Jay-Z.
Even
I know.
Jay-Z. That
and
was dope.
Exactly. And the funny thing about it, if you know hip hop for real and the history back then, Biggie really ain't like Jay like that. Jay used to bite all of Biggie's rhymes and everything back then. Jay's always been a fan. So I think this was a big, big thing because most people that were Biggie fans really, you know what I'm saying, was on, you know, else with that whole situation with Jay. But it was big for him to come out there and come and rap and everything. So it was a good look. It was a good look for everybody. It was a good look visual-wise. It was a good look money-wise for everybody. And they put on a freaking good performance. And the On the Run tour right now has nothing compared to this Bad Boy tour. This Bad Boy tour was bananas. That's all I can say. Yeah. It was bananas.
Yeah.
It was bananas.
And
it was worth the money. So if you got... Go ahead.
It goes back to no matter what you say about Puff and all that, and you know, he's been a shrewd business person to some of these artists. I mean, you know, we can't deny that. But at the end of the day, he's kept it 100 with the memory of Biggie in such a huge way that other people should really take notes to this. You know, other labels and other, you know, artists that have passed that people are so passionate about, and you got famous people like, oh, you know, rest in peace, so-and-so. But, you know, Puffy always made sure that nobody ever forgot Biggie, you know. And every show
exactly.
and everything bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like no matter what you say about him, a shrewd businessman, he's this, he's that, whatever, whatever. That listen, I just wanted when I pass, I want a friend like that, you know, can keep my name alive. Lush, I'm gonna leave it up to you. Every year I want my partner
okay.
bigger and bigger.
Okay.
And everybody to come out and pay homage. You know what I mean? Like that's love. Like regard again. That's love.
For
come
real.
On, you had his wife there, the side chick there. Everybody was there. Ripping. Like
everybody was there,
chick.
Yo.
Everybody.
Yo, I mean, people. I'm talking about people came. One thing, like every year, even with the whole song, the Biggie song, they did a song for like you know what I'm saying. Every year, you know, even when they perform, like without Biggie, there would be no Bad Boy. I'm gonna be honest with you, there would be no Bad Boy because Biggie was the, you know what I'm saying, was the pioneer of that. You know what I mean? You know, Puffy
right.
was the backing, but yo, Biggie was the voice. He was the face of Bad Boy. You know, he brought in Junior Mafia, Lil' Kim, all of them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you gotta keep that man name alive. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a great tribute. The Locks was out. Everybody, man. I'm talking about people that we ain't seen for years. I'm like, what? It was bananas. That's all I gotta say. Much salute to him on all that. Puffy
just
did
like,
a good job.
Yeah, just like he did does all his parties, this is his biggest thing ever that he's done, and he pulled it through, and this is going to keep going because this is a whole tour. So we about to, you know,
mm-hmm.
that is about to come to a city near you. Whoever can make it, listen, and we're not getting sponsored from it, but we're just saying, you know, this is history for sure. Like, this is definitely history. We don't know when this will ever happen again. You know what I mean?
For real. And those people that wasn't getting coin, you know what I'm saying, for all these years, oh, you definitely got your coin because you and that joint making that money. Black Rob came out of nowhere. Like, whoa. I was like, okay, Black Rob, I see you. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
oh, I got some quick announcements because it's Memorial weekend coming up. I know people barbecuing and doing their thing, going out of town or whatever. And salute to all the veterans out there. There's an event going on in PA if you're in the Pennsylvania area. It's called Salute to the Veterans to let the day of to honor. They're giving out medals to veterans, minority veterans. It's Saturday, May 28th, 2006, from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Historic Germantown Sunday, and they're going to be, it's at Ace Museums, 580 Germantown Avenue, Pennsylvania, PA, oh no, Philadelphia, PA, 19144, and there's going to be performances by different people. It's going to be a wall of honor, a museum tour, and a day of honor, so you know, if you're interested in that, that's going down on the 28th. Also, Crab Fest is coming down June 30th and July 1st. 3-day getaway for you to go down. It's May 27th, $100 deposit, and it's a Crab Fest at the Harbor Cuisine. And for more information, call 267-403-6528. So it's a lot of stuff going on, you know what I mean? Get your barbecue, get your grills out. Represent them veterans, you know, and get your eat on. What you doing Memorial Day weekend, Emma?
I don't know, but I'm definitely going to be at church. they're doing something.
Praise
at
the Lord, amen.
In Crossover, Tampa, Florida, my church, Crossover, is doing something for the veterans. So I know they always represent. So if you're a veteran, make sure you visit us. Crossover Church at Tampa, Florida. We're on Fowler. You know, my son is in the military. So this year is really my first year where I have, a child that's in the military. So it's kind of weird and exciting and all that. So I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just going to pray for my baby. And I'm so proud as a mother, you know, that he's doing that. But, you know, I'm so scared as a mother, too. So I don't know. I have mixed emotions. I'm not going to go out of town. I'm going to stay in Florida area. And I don't know, maybe you hit the pool, the beach, something like that. Kind of stay local. I have a lot of stuff that I'm taking care of anyway. So, you know, this 2016 is the year to find, is the money year. So this year is a little, I'm taking things a little different. And, you know, it's work time.
Definitely.
Work time all the time.
Definitely, man. I was telling people, you know, remember that book we talked about, you know, 48 Laws of Power, you know, for those people that's looking to be like CEOs or just, you know, just changing their mindset. 48 Laws of Power and Who Moved My Cheese, right? Now they have another book I just found out called I Moved Your Cheese, and it answers other questions and stuff. So that book is out.
Cheese?
So
I moved your cheese yesterday?
Huh?
You said,
yeah,
I moved
your cheese.
Okay.
Your cheese.
Okay.
So it's the second installment of Who Moved My Cheese. So, you know, Who Moved My Cheese was talking about how, you know, we're complacent and, you know, we get stuck in, you know, being comfortable instead of stepping out and continue to, you know, see the world changing and change with the times, you know.
Right.
Sometimes we don't change with the times and we get stagnated and we get comfortable with that. And then we feel stuck in our lives, you know, and we shouldn't feel like that.
Yeah,
you know, you have to always have advancements and everything in your life. So definitely Who Moved My Cheese, 48 Laws of Power. And the new book is the newer book is called I Moved Your Cheese. You know, definitely check it out. And this is the year to grind. I mean, get your money up and stuff like that and do what you got to do, man. This is the year for me health-wise to get, you know, all my stuff together. You know, I've been getting all my surgeries, trying to get everything out the way that I need to do this year, you know. So it's like get your money up, do what you got to do if you want to have fun next year. But this time, 2016, is the money year. So, you know, get your money. And, you know, I decided to get, you know, I'm thinking about getting a sleeve surgery, Emma. You know?
Wow.
The sleeve surgery
well,
is different than the gastric bypass, so I'm trying to see if I'm going to do it.
Second, third, fourth, fifth opinions, is, you know? You got to get, you know, ten different opinions from 10 different doctors, I see. And, and you know, I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I'm funny when it comes to that. So about surgery and all that stuff, and I don't know. Just keep it in prayer. I'm definitely gonna keep you in prayer on that, and just keep it in prayer. Then you will know.
Yeah.
So definitely do homework on it. Do your research on it, and on the doctors. And it's just too much craziness going on, though. But yeah, 2016 is the money year. You know, definitely get all your business aspects in order and take care of your health, people. Oh, my God. Please take care of your health. Every other day I'm just hearing about a friend that had a stroke or heart attack or cancer. You know, the devil is out there running amok, man, and he's trying to take everybody with him. You know, he's just trying to keep souls one way or another, whether he comes in mentally or physically, however, he's just trying to get in. So please stay on top of your health. If you know that your health is poor, make sure you go to the doctor. Do whatever you need to do to get, insurance, whether it be free insurance, whether you got to pay for it, whatever. Listen, without your health, you're no good. You end up in a bed, you end up in a hospital bed or whatever, you can't do nothing. You can't grind, you can't hustle, you can't do nothing. So first is your health. You know, first is your health. Take care of your health, because without that, you're not able to be mobile, and, you know, just everything else is not going to work out. I want to give a shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, whether they celebrated this past week or they about to celebrate it this week coming up, all those that are celebrating a wedding, a new baby, a divorce, new career, about to start school, just graduated from school. Anything that you are celebrating right now in your life, congratulations, much success. You know, keep going. Don't let no one stop you. Stay focused, because it's so hard to, you know, make a little, you know, turn a little to the left when all a bunch of things are going on in life. But stay focused, man. You know, it's your passion that's going to get you through all this. It's my passion to want to do what I wanted to do in life that got me through and continues to get me through, aside, of course, from God, you know, because God always first.
Amen.
But without God, you know, and without your own determination, because God just blesses what he feels is good in your life, you know. But you got to be the first one to get up and do it too. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm just waiting on God, you know. But if you don't have a relationship with God, he ain't going to talk to you. So you're going to be sitting there a long time and be stagnated, you know. So have that relationship so you can hear when he tells you move. You know what I mean? Don't just sit there and be like, oh, I'm just waiting on God. A lot of people do that. Oh, I'm just waiting on God. Really? Because he's waiting on you. He's waiting for you to move, and then he's going to tell you, okay, no, no, go that way or go this way, but you got to be mobile. It's like a car. Like, if a car is parked, it ain't really going nowhere. But once it's on the road, then, you know, you see the signs, this way, that way, make a left, or the red light stop, green light go. You know what I mean? But the car got to be in motion. So, and I'm always bringing up, you know, things so people could kind of, you know, trying to get in people's brain. But I just want to congratulate all those, my godson, Romeo, that just graduated from high school and is going into the Navy in July. All those that are really, really every day just getting up and finding reason, finding a cause just to get up every day and do what they need to do, man. I see you. God sees you. You're not alone. Like, you know, you are not alone. And if no one has told you today, if no one has told you today or lately that they love you, we love you. Here at Lush Radio, we are the voice of the people. You know, we speak on what the people need, what the people want, what the people would love to say or can't say. You know, we just, that's what we do. We're the voice of the people. We have no competition because we're not about competition, you know. We are who we are, you know. So we stand in our own lane. We congratulate all those that are doing their thing, all those fellow co-hosts that are out there doing their shows and doing their ones and twos, and all those DJs and everybody that's out there doing their thing, all the, our media friends and our media partners, you know, we salute you. We salute you. At the end of the day, we all share the same news. Nobody gets the news, and then only one person talks about it, and nobody else talks about it. So we all share the same news, you know. The only thing here in Lush Radio, we try to stay a little more positive with it, so especially on Motivational Mondays. I want to thank my past co-host and my sister friend, my queen sis, and the CEO of Lush Radio Online for coming in this morning and, you know, sharing her thoughts and her views with us. I think her line got dropped, but either way, we love her, we appreciate her, we queen salute her, and, you know, going into music, man. Be right back. Thank you.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
We try to look bigger than we are. We flaunt the clothes, the house, the car, but we really can't afford it. Honestly, we're drowning. The debt levels in our culture are astounding. As time passes, we've gotten greedier. Now we stunt on a catwalk of social media. Hashtag peace, hashtag beast mode, hashtag pride, hashtag borrow. But Jesus rocks the total opposite. The free radicals, he's the antioxidant. He said a real beast is a servant. He made the Pharisees nervous like divergent. He was on a mission so urgent. He came to clean up our sins like detergent with action and words. He led by example. Now we all have clearance to use his sample.
Somebody said it was.
Urban D, Roy Tash,
keep my head out of
Ambassador. Check it. I still remember growing up, listening to hip hop, thinking if I had all they had, then I'm better off. Ballin' in my Cadillac, ladies in my catalog, searching for some real peace. I'm just feeling ripped off. American fiends, American dreams, selling lies on the television screen. Got my people weighing on a triple B. Gonna get the money, we would talk cream. So if we ain't rich, we gon' feel depressed. Even Drake said he wasn't satisfied. Bless. Nah, the guy we trust, yeah, we straight. My go day, we know we're made for so much more than this. World full of fiction, we some truth tellers. Trying to put you under what the truth tellers. You're made for more than swerving. Oh, you trying to be the greatest? Become a servant. Yeah. Tosh.
I got a picture, you could post it. It's simply getting poured out till it's empty. Could be living large, still be living skimpy. Getting low, hitting so your glory's tucked. Even though you could turn your glory up, yep. Now I can see the humble beast. God became a man, hung for me like dungarees. Now we can see what humble means. Jesus had a buzz like bumblebees, but still chose the humble means. His whole fam's in the program. John 13, deal with the soul jam. Lay it right down, wave him right now. Don't believe the hype, you might have to lay the mic down. Now lay your life down, play your pipe down. Pride for humility, trade it right now.
Like a soldier, ride like a warrior, won't stop.
You're listening to listening to Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.com with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. I appreciate you. I salute you. Stay up. Stay wise. Stay strong, man. Stay focused. At the end of the day, we all have to, you know, we all have to answer to everything that we do, positive or negative. So, you know, which road you want to follow. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks, Emma E2K, follow Lush Radio Online. Follow us, we'll follow you. Support us, we'll support you. LushRadioOnline.com, EmmaE2K.com, and we're out. Don't give up, man, all right? Someone out there loves you. And if it ain't down here, then look up to the sky.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
Cause somewhere there's a place. tried hard to settle down.